Well, Sydney FC in the A-League Women's, they've got three games left before the finals. They're second on the ladder. They're 2 points behind Western United, but they've played one game less. And they're coming off a 1-1 draw against Melbourne City away. They've got Adelaide at Cogra on Saturday afternoon. They finished premiers the last two seasons, but they have lost the last three grand finals. So it's business time. As we get towards the finals and joining us, she's in her 10th season at the club, yet still only 26 years of age, Sydney FC captain Natalie Tobin. Natalie, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, nice to have you on the show. And you conceded a very late goal there on Saturday against Melbourne City. I mean, describe that dressing room after and how it affected everyone.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing conceding in, the 94th minute. But in saying that, it is tough to go down to Melbourne. It was about 37 degrees, I think. So ultimately, it ended up being a decent result. But, you know, it has made the run into the Premiership a little bit more difficult. But I think we can still achieve it.
Yeah, Nat, how do you plan for the next 7 days? What do you got, three games? So I'd assume play, recover. Is that the key here?
Yeah, definitely. Recovery will be key. In saying that, they're all home games.
Yeah, okay.
Which makes it a lot easier. I think, I know in myself, what makes things quite difficult is when we have to travel interstate and it's very quick turnarounds in terms of getting in and getting out. But, I think home games will make it a lot easier and just a lot easier mentally as well going into it all.
Natalie, as a squad, where do you think you're placed compared to the last couple of years heading into the finals?
This year, unfortunately, we've seemed to have had a few more injuries, which has been quite difficult. But in saying that, this week we'll have a lot more coming back from injury, like Madison Haley, our number nine, she'll be back. And I think that'll put us in good stead for the finals. It's been difficult over the last, definitely, two or three games where we've had myself, I've been suspended and a couple with concussion, facial injuries. So, it's been difficult in that way, but we're a pretty resilient team, and to get the 1-1 draw against Melbourne City kind of showed that as well.
And you coach Ante Juric, has he decided to, I guess, attack this time of the season differently, considering the grand final losses? I'm guessing that's the absolute goal this season. Yes, it's great to win the Premiership, but to win that grand final, considering that's just been a hump you haven't been able to get over in the last, three seasons now?
Yeah, I think that's everyone's goal. The last three grand finals have been disappointing. And I think last year I just thought, oh my gosh, I can't do this again. I can't lose another one. So I think that's definitely our ultimate goal. In saying that, though, no team's won the Premiership 3 years in a row. So it would be very special to do that and then to obviously do the double. And I think if we've got our whole team back and firing, which it looks like we will, then I think we definitely have the capacity to do it.
I know it's sort of a boring cliche, Natalie, but in sport, you tend to not try and look too far ahead because you can, start to lose your way. It's good that you've got that focus and that end goal, but is that the way you sort of go about it? It's just like what we got now and not sort of worry about further down the track yet?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you're looking, to the grand final or even to the Premiership, which can be achieved in a week's time, you do get a bit ahead of yourself, I suppose. So, we're just trying to concentrate on one game at a time. And I think we're able to do that because there is three games to go sort of thing. And I think, you are only able to take it one game at a time. And it has come around very quickly as well. I didn't really realise until the other day that the season will be finished or the round games will be finished in a week's time. So,
And Nat, to what extent has the season had, I guess, an extra edge to it, considering we've got a World Cup not far away and, the competition for spots, I'm sure, is very fierce?
Yeah, well, I think, it it definitely motivates you a little bit more to try and make that World Cup team. But in saying that, I think, you know, it's been a similar team going in and out of camps for the last, I'd say, 6 months, where they've kind of somewhat got their team decided. But in saying that, like, you never know with injuries and whatnot, so you want to put your best foot forward. Yeah, and, you know, we've got players like Courtney Vine, who's in that squad, and Jada Wyman, who looks to be kind of on the cusp there. So, yes, I think it's definitely motivating us. And then the following year, it's the Olympics. So, yeah, there's definitely those motivations there for everyone in the team who, yeah, definitely, I think Sydney coming first the last couple of seasons, like, you'd think we are the best team to kind of pick from as well.
Just on that then, Nat, do you have any conversations with the national coach, Tony Gustafsson?
No, not really. Like, I think if he contacts me, yep, obviously chat to him, but you can, it's kind of out of your own control, really. You can only do what you want to do and, yeah, like, put your best foot forward with performances. But, yeah, no, I can't really say, like, I've called him or asked, you know, why aren't I in there? So, yeah. Just got to wait and see and, yeah, continue to put my best foot forward for it.
Well, Nat, hopefully Sydney FC is celebrating another premiership, but particularly a championship by the end of the season. Big month ahead of you. Enjoy and good luck.
Thank you so much.